All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, 855 AM. It is 8:13 AM, and on the line we have Porobibi, who is a West Papuan who is based in Naarm, Melbourne, and he is a long-standing human rights activist and campaigner for Make West Papua Safe Again. And so we have him on our show today to give a bit of an update on what's currently happening in West Papua and the whole ongoing fight for self-determination. So, good morning, Porobibi.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, maybe to start off, can you give, I guess, a bit of background and a bit of an overview on, I guess, what is, I guess, the current kind of situation and the prospects around freeing West Papua right now?
The current situation at the moment is really, one of the most dangerous situations in West Papua because of the presence of the Indonesian military everywhere in West Papua. And one of the reasons is the end of special autonomy that has been started since 1998 and 1999, and so there are a lot of mass demonstrations all over West Papua and to end the special autonomy, and we don't want the continuations of the second special autonomy in West Papua by Jakarta, Indonesia, and the capital city Jakarta has always used military brutality and more PNI presence everywhere since the first of act of free choice and then until now. So by now, PAHAM, West Papua Lawyer Associations already report that there are already 50,000 military base, as small as to district regions and village, and with the movement, we're trying to get more reports on military brutality and also in here in Australia, especially with Make West Papua Safe, we have firearms campaign with the land forces that will be happening in Brisbane in June. We know that some Australia company have been investing in this genocide, as the firearms manufacturer come from here. And also at the moment we have in West Papua, there is PON, the Pekan Olahraga National. So in English, it's like Commonwealth Games. So it's a sports competition happening in West Papua. But they use it as a reason to send more troops and military, which is 5,000 of them, not long ago, about 2 weeks. And also there's another evil agenda from Jakarta, which allowing more foreign investment to build the mining industries or any other extractivism industry, because at the moment the danger zone up in the highlands area, which is area called Nduga and Puncak Jaya, where the last 2 years, it's been reported by Amnesty International, there are more than 230 casualties or villages, including mothers and children, because in these two areas, they call it a Wabu block, which is rich of gold and mineral, and Freeport McMoRan, American gold copper company, is trying to extend the project, the contract, to Indonesia, And also they closing the open pit mining and then start the underground mining to go from Puncak Jaya area to Timika area to this Puncak Jaya and Duga area. So the extension of the contract, including the contract with the people like Luhut Panjaitan, you know, high rank Indonesian soldier who have big ties with the current Minister of Defense, which is Prabowo Subianto, the masterminds behind the genocide in East Timor, and also Wiranto, the previous Minister of Defense, and the Home Affairs Minister, which is Tito Karnavian, the former High Chief of Police in Indonesia, that used to work in Papua. So it's such a scary plan that they're building up towards West Papua, because I don't think they care about the people itself, but they only care about the land and resources. So at the moment it's really scary place to live in the world, I think, in West Papua. And every day, every week, you can hear a lot of news. Actually, now the Indonesian military in West Papua targeting our religious leader. The latest info is a referent in Paniai has been arrested because of they accused him of handling the firearms supplied to the Liberation Army. And another one is from Duga about 2 months ago, where a pastor named Jeremiah Sanambani has been murdered by the TNI because they know that all of these religious leaders start mobilizing to support West Papua motions of self-determination. So, yeah, that's the latest from West Papua.
Yep, Zane?
Hey, Purabibi, how's it going? There's an article that we've got in Green Left that mentions the Trans-Papua Highway and the Indonesian military using helicopters to attack people, including using white phosphorus grenades and bomblets. I'm just wondering if you're able to comment on that aspect of what's happening.
Yeah. Regarding to that, the locations is in Duga, yeah? So that locations of the using of white phosphorus and the helicopter, and then at the same time, during that time, there are three church staff that has been murdered by the military with the helicopter too at the same time. So not long, January 2019, because of the murder of the church staff, the World Churches Council has a visit, a pilgrim visit. And then they know that the people in West Papua are still living in the same conditions. It's still poor living conditions and not much facilities, especially in the Highlands area. And why are they targeting this area? And it's because of they have that 2011 to 2025 economic development and expansions project, which is they want to connect eastern Indonesia, like Maluku and West Papua, and connect to the seaway, maritime trade, and also to the road, to the land. So at the moment, they're planning to build a road that's why they call it the Trans Papuan Project. So it will connect from down south, Merauke, West Papua, which is close to Darwin, and then go up north to Sorong. And we know down south we have Merauke, we have Mife, which is another evil a plan by Indonesia to build more than 100,000 hectares indigenous Mahusa's land to build oil palm plantations, oil palm industries there. And then, so they want to connect the road from there, and then you go up to Freeport Mining in central West Papua, Timika, Golden Copper Company, and then you connect up to the north in Sorong, no, West Papua, which is rich of gas and oil and gas, and they have BP, one of Asia Pacific, British Petroleum Company, established in Bintuni, Sorong, near Sorong, West Papua. So the Trans Papuan Project has no consent whatsoever to any indigenous organization in West Papua, and there's no such communications happening. So they forced the plan on us, and in that Trans Papuan Project, they're going to build a road across the border to Papua New Guinea, which they will establish more than 80 military bases. They call it a TNE AD, Angkatan Darat, which is like Australian Army. And that means West Papua couldn't flee. That means West Papua cannot seek for asylum to Papua New Guinea. And also, West Papua will turn into such a little cage for West Papuan people. And with the presence of military, that the ratio, it could be 15 over 1,000 West Papuan populations. That means this is a slow motion genocide. I would say this is a slow motion genocide, and they're slowly erasing us by populations of military, by the killings of indigenous people, and we cannot go asking seeking asylum to Papua New Guinea. And the silence of international community to cannot send any emergency relief, or there's nothing coming to West Papua. Even the international journalists, it's very hard to get access to West Papua, so it's a hard time for us. Mm.
All right. Well, we're running a bit out of time now, but can you give us, I want to sort of end by, are there any sort of upcoming kind of solidarity events for West Papua, and how people can kind of get involved in supporting the ongoing struggle for self-determination?
Yep. For Melbourne-based, on 1st and 2nd May, there'll be an exhibition. So we're working together with the Green family that has been donating the Dutch American expedition's ethnographic paintings and photos. So we call it Before the Genocide exhibition. So if you're in Melbourne, come down to Collingwood Art Pressings on 1st and 2nd May. You can see this. Even me, I don't know this Papua life actually exists 100 years ago, and I can see it through pictures right now. So if you're curious about it, you can come. And in terms of mobilizations, if you want to join us, Disrupt Land Forces, there will be a huge firearm industry expo in Brisbane on 1st to 3rd June. And we're going to disrupt it. We're going to do a blockade, because we know this is the core of the problems. And we're now having a peace coalitions from different countries, Palestine, East Timor, West Saharan, because we know we are dying. There are a lot of war, and we had a lot of casualties because of these firearms companies, and we want to fight for it. Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Well, yeah, thank you very much, Paul.
Cheers, Pro BB.
No worries.
All right.